This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is set to meet Saturday with Chinese President Xi Jinping at the Group of 20 summit in Osaka, Japan, to try to restart trade negotiations between the countries that broke off last month. Asked whether he expects Xi to put a trade deal offer on the table Saturday, Trump sounded optimistic.
It'll be an exciting day. A lot of people are talking about it, and it's very interesting, and it's going to come out hopefully well for both countries, and ultimately it will work out.
Trump has threatened another $325 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods, which would cover just about everything China exports to the U.S. that's not already covered by the current tariffs on Chinese imports. China has slapped its own tariffs on U.S. products, including those products produced by financially strapped American farmers. President Trump says that he is willing to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas just to shake his hand and say hello. Mr. Trump said at a working breakfast with the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman that he made the offer to Kim as a spur-of-the-moment decision.
I'll be going to South Korea. We're going with President Moon. We were with the president in Japan for a little while, and we spoke. And all I did is put out a feeler if he'd like to meet.
Kim has not commented on Trump's offer. It would be the third meeting between Trump and Kim, and who met last June in Singapore and February in Hanoi, Vietnam. The U.S. Supreme Court agreed Friday to hear a challenge to President Trump's effort to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that shields hundreds of thousands of young undocumented immigrants from deportation. A decision is expected next year at the height of the 2020 presidential campaign. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.